Got my loan. Got my loan. the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
Now, excuse me there, Mr. Carl Grayson. I'll tell this little girl all about this here situation. Now, honey child, you knows that you always seems to break the, very kind of soul of our heart with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this here boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, it's because he love you the most of all.
Until the petals fall, you always break,
crunch,
the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall.
So
if I broke,
crunch,
your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
A squid eating dough in a polyethylene bag is fast and bulbous. Got me?
Sissies don't dare to glance. Yellow jackets and red devils buzz around her hair hive hole. She wears her past like a present, takes her fancy in the past. A sedan skims along the floorboard, her two pipes humming carbon car. Got her wheel out of a B-29 Volvo. Brody knob amber, Spanish fringe and talcum tassels, forever amber. She looks like an old squaw Indian. She 99, she won't go down. Avocado green, alfalfa yellow, adorn her to the ground. Tattoos and tarnished utensils, a snow white bag full of tools. Drives a car cooler. Drives a cartoon around. Roma sells a blue umbrella, keeps her up off the ground. Round red sombreros wrap her high-tap horse shoes. When she unfolds her umbrella, Pachuco got the blues. For loving make me so happy. If I smile, I crack my chin. Her eyes are so peaceful, thinks it's heaven she been. Her skin is as smooth as a daisy in the center where the sun shines in. Smiles as sweet as honey. Her teeth as clean as the combs where the bees go in. When she walks, flowers surround her. Let their nectar come into the air around her. She loves, her love sticks out like stars. Her loving stick out like stars.
That you may see the meaning of within. Yeah, that's the Pixies. That was Caribou. That's I love that song. That's when I sing along. It's almost anthemic, right? I mean, you got to sing along, Caribou. Hey, what's going on? It's Bug Out Square. It's you know, a little something that we do once a week on a good week. Get together, you know, play some records. Talk about life and that sort of thing. And yeah, man, it's how's your week been? I don't know. I never talk to anybody who listens to this. Occasionally, but as a aspiring humanitarian, I hope that if you're listening, that the world is being fair with you. That's what we can strive for. Some want an edge. Some want an edge. Let's see. So yeah, it was a good week for me. I'm you know, relatively happy, relatively healthy. Family's solid. Bills are kind of, you know, are handled somewhat. And yeah, we got rain coming, some atmospheric river, man. You got, those are the ones when there's a river, and when that's in effect, it's pretty awesome when you think about it, that there's a river flowing, like, I don't know, 50,000 feet above you or whatever it is. Maybe it's just 10,000 feet, but it's just like, whoa. And then it just drops just a ton of rain, like, super fast. Did a little project in the back and got a little, see if the, keep the rain from getting on a certain spot. We'll see if that thing works. It's weird around here. It only rains, like, it hardly ever rains. Sometimes it seems like it may never rain again. But we got rain coming, so we don't have to worry about that right now. Yeah, I don't know. What can I say? I don't want to eat up too much time here because we've got, I want to get to these contributors. I think we're doing well now. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm still on a honeymoon. I'm just, trying to be, all we can be is, right, is just like work tight. And move out from there, you know. I mean, you got to be aware of big pictures, but you also have to, like, you know, God, you got to handle your business, man, right? It's like it's like you got to do it. You got to make it work. Yeah. Let me grab these records. That was a nice short set. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot. So yeah, that was the Pixies from, I think Pilgrim, Goodbye something, Pilgrim. It's all the way down there. I'd have to crawl over and then force to read the Pixies, you know, like crazy ass font, whatever it is. But yeah, Pixies, check them out. They were awesome. They still are. I mean, they got, there you go. Caribou. Before that, I'm going to say this one, the Beatles off the Revolver record, Tomorrow Never Knows. It's a good one. Before that, Brian Eno from the Before and After Science doing, not receiving. That's not it at all, but it's something. It's from that record. Trout Mask Replica. We did Captain Beefheart. Side 2, Cut 1. It's in there. Yeah. Captain Beefheart, Trout Mask Replica. You guys just got to get that one in. I just tap into it on occasion. Spike Jones. You always hurt the one you love. For that, The Doors, Love Her Madly. Is that what that one's called? Yeah, Love Her Madly. That's a good one off that L.A. Woman record. Doors, they were amazing. XTC from the Black Sea record. We did Love at First Sight. I can remember that song that I remember singing, and it, I was like singing the wrong words. it was kind of, those are the words. It was funny. In an embarrassingly kind of way. Lou Reed from the Transformer record. We did, I Feel Free. I Am Free. What is it? I'm So Free. Of course. What else? That's a great record, Transformer. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the One Size Fits All. We did I Can't Afford Shoes, I think, something like that. Bonnie Raitt from the Home Plate record. I don't know, Bonnie. I don't know. That was a good tune. She's got some heavy hits. She's always got a great band. She's a hell of a musician and a singer. Yeah, I don't know, that from the Home Plate, Bonnie Raitt. She's got some good stuff out there. And then we opened up with Flatten Scruggs, Lester Flatten, Earl Scruggs, off the Story of Bonnie and Clyde. We did Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Damn it! So I got I bought a banjo. Yep. It was a cheap banjo. It was like $20. It was like, really? $20? It's like, all right. Looks like it's all there. Strings now. Had like some, like, kite string on it or something. It was just like, suspect. Had the bridge there and everything. So I got it, and I had it for, over a year maybe. And finally, and I had the strings too. But I didn't know. I've never played banjo really, so I didn't know like what strings went where and to what pitch they were tuned to, that sort of thing. So I went to the interweb and was enlightened by by many a banjo player, and got it strung up. So I'm going to learn at least like one song, and then I'm going to do a little song with the banjo, I think. But that's where I was kind of, and then I watched part of Hillbilly Elegy. It's a movie. Ron Howard directed it, and it was real tough for me. It was tough. I mean, because there's just that home dynamic that can run, you know, anywhere. It's just that life, ish. So yeah, I didn't get through it. I have to go back and finish it, but I don't know. I felt like I saw that Earl Scruggs record and I'm like, God, you know what? He invented a different way of playing it, which is amazing. He found an overdrive. There was another gear in that thing. It was crazy. Anyway, segment we do here is called Rise from the Basement, because it's no lie. In the basement, we're miles apart. No surprise, gonna rise from the basement. And what it is, it's home recorders, any style, any genre. It just has to be recorded where you live, where you sleep. So people send stuff. So without further, we're in. I think we'll get everything in. Let me see. I done talked it out. Hold on, I gotta do my secret code. Shh. All right. It worked. All right, this is Sci-Fi Anthology. If you dig them, look for them at scifianthology.com. I'm going to do the first song, man. Godchild. I'm hoping this is a particular arrangement here that I'm looking at. I've never seen before, so I'm hoping technically this will work. I'm going to touch Godchild, and it seems like it has accepted my request. Sometimes these things take a little bit to.
Got me floating across. hands over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.
Yeah, it's Jimi Hendrix. Sorry, I didn't mean to come in that hot. That's Jimi Hendrix, though. He got me floating. Ah, man, I'm just so floating. That's some floating shit, man. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix from the, I think this Axis Bold as Love. Pretty sure. It's a long way away. I'd have to walk over to look. Pretty sure that's it. It's one of those two. All right, I'll look. I was correct. Axis, Bold as Love. We're going back to the basement. So this is, there's this dude, Matt. Hold on, let me go back to the email. And I don't think he's a home recordist, but he's he's like a manager, you know, and he's got a stable of acts that he represents, I guess, or tries to promote. And I usually will play. He hasn't reached out to me in a long time, but so I'm just gonna go ahead. Although this isn't really a home recordist, I'm sure, because his guys are trying to break. But let's see what Jesse Brewster. If you dig this, Jesse Brewster, folk singer, songwriter. Any bio on Jesse? He's got Facebook and all that stuff, so you can look there. This is the Lonely Pines. So I've got that there. I'm touching this, and it has accepted my request. It's good, nice. No one believes it.
chasing us. It don't matter what your family says. Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Yeah, the sounds of silence. Simon and Garfunkel. We're going back to the basement. This is. Hold on. It's a YouTube thing. Larry B. So I think. God, is that? It's "Hey Lonely Soldier." Soldier is the name of the song, and it's in the YouTube. So if you dig this, it's Larry B. And then you could probably. You know, he's probably got all kinds of things out there. So here's "Hey Lonely Soldier," Larry B. Let's see, I've got that there. I'm touching this. It has accepted my request for the. Here we go.
You take the risk, you're not alone. It's not the same, you're not at home.
You'll fight the war, carry the weight. You ask for more and tempt the fates. It's all a dream, a fantasy real, a nightmare scene, too real to feel. The glory is yours. You fight the good fight on foreign shores. You marry the night. The sands of time fill up the glass. Too slow to find a peace that lasts. The hope is yours. The time.